That is correct. It is the good stuff. Welcome, Mike, and welcome everyone listening.
The days of 76 Rodeo coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota. This is the 102nd, and it starts July 21st and goes through the 27th. The PRCA steer roping on Sunday, July 21st. WPR barrel racing on Monday, July 22nd. Timed event slack starts on Tuesday and rodeo performances Wednesday through Saturday at 7 p.m. 16 times Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year. For more information, you need to go to daysof76.com.
And, you know, we're always looking for opportunity, and I'll tell you a great place to really find it. Like a steer in the night, it's elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News. It is the rancher's Bible. It covers every facet of agriculture, and you get it every week. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
We want you to come visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board has a great website up there. It's pretty simple. VisitValentine.com or VisitValentine.org. Maybe you want to take advantage of the International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir. It's home of the Nebraska Star Party. That begins at the end of this month. And while you're here, make sure you book a float down the scenic Niobrara River. Yep, National Scenic River, number one in the Midwest adventures. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com.
And let's kick it off today with The Flag by Baxter Black, as we're just one day away from the 4th of July. It's tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the flag that flew over Valley Forge, was torn in two by the gray and the blue, and bled through two world wars. I give you the flag that burned in the street in protest, in anger, and shame. The very same flag that covered our men who died defending her name. We now stand together, Americans all, either by choice or by birth, to honor the flag that's flown on the moon and changed the face of the earth. History will show this flag stood a friend to the hungry, the homeless, and lost. That's a mixture of us as common as clay, valued one thing beyond cost. And they've signed it in blood, from Bunker Hill to Saigon to Toko Rhee. I give you the flag that says to the world, we all have the right to be free, right here in the good old USA.
Good old Baxter Black. How about this one called America, Why I Love Her? America. You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time and I'll explain. Have you ever seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a bobwhite calling in the Carolina pines, or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Do you look with awe and wonder at a Massachusetts shore? Where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. And do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg in our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in a thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at the reef? From Alaska's gold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America beneath God's wide, wide sky. Those words are by John Mitchum.
That was wonderful, Mike. A pastor went over to an elderly member's house to see how she was doing. Hungry, he noticed a bowl of almonds on the coffee table, so he helped himself. An hour later, he was embarrassed to realize he had finished off the whole bowl. "I'm so sorry I ate all your almonds," the pastor said as he stood to leave. "Don't worry about it," said the elderly lady. "All I can do is suck the chocolate off them since I lost all my teeth."
No.
I know. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Here's one. Our greatest battles are with our own minds.
Ooh, that is true.
Yep, got to watch that.
Tomorrow is the 4th of July, so make sure you seek out your local activities and celebrations and celebrate this great country of the USA. And happy 4th of July from the good stuff.